The guilty verdicts in the Bridgegate case arrived just 4 days before the national election, and both storylines, regardless of Tuesday's outcome, represent a stunning reversal of political fortunes for Governor Chris Christie. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz has this report.
Exactly 2 years ago, Christie spent the days before the midterm elections traveling 8,000 miles to 19 states, stumping for Republican candidates. He was prepping for his own eventual presidential candidacy, and despite the Bridgegate scandal, things were looking pretty good. Crowds adored him. I watched as a woman ran up to him in a parking lot in New Hampshire.
You should be the president.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you very much.
But this past weekend, instead of campaigning for Donald Trump, Christie was home in Mendham. In the wake of Friday's Bridgegate verdict, Christie canceled planned Trump campaign stops and instead did an interview with CBS's Charlie Rose. In the interview, Christie reiterated what he said when the story first broke, that he was innocent.
My first reaction was that the jury confirmed what I thought on January 9th, 2014.
That's not exactly true. During the trial, the defendants testified they discussed the lane closures with the governor before and while they were happening. Three others discussed the involvement of his staff before the Time for Some Traffic Problems email was made public. And two jurors now say they think Christie was complicit. Bridgegate has played a role in Christie's entire presidential run. His staff ran a rewards and punishment operation to run up his reelection numbers and launch his national campaign. The scandal fatally harmed his primary candidacy, and he wasn't picked to be Trump's running mate in part due to concerns that the trial would distract from the final weeks of the campaign. If Trump wins, it seems less likely that Christie, so damaged by Bridgegate, will even be offered a job in the administration. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.